All right, my next guest I met for the first time in 1989 backstage at the Metro Park Arena, Billings, Montana. He was there playing with a band called the Damn Yankees. You might have heard of them. Opening for Bad Company, which, by the way, was a crime because the Damn Yankees crushed Bad Company. They were old and beat up and bent over, a bunch of Englishmen, nice enough and all, but they couldn't hold a candle to what the Damn Yankees did on the stage that night in 1989. Ted Nugent's been around in the music industry for a long time, and he's been around in the political arena for a very long time as well. He's on the we've been friends basically for the last 30 years, and I'm glad to say and count Ted among my friends. Ted, welcome back to the program.
I feel welcome, Steve, and a happy springtime to all those working hard, playing hard Michiganiacs out there during a great turkey season.
Yeah, steelhead, too. Don't forget those. Got a lot of those.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, you talk about rock and roll and politics. How dare I, Steve, to actually believe that guitar players qualify as we the people and that I'm allowed to raise hell and demand constitutional accountability from my elected employees? Boy, I'm radical, huh?
Wait a second. You get to vote?
How about that? Radical as me. Just think, if the British came to take my guns, I'd actually meet them at Concord Bridge and shoot them.
Yeah.
Boy, I'm out there, aren't I?
Well, it's been done before. Yeah. We'll meet you again. You want to come on over? We'll see you again right there at Concord and Lexington. Let's play ball.
Well, I think that's where we are right now politically. You know, there's a lot of division in America, and I'm attacked all the time in the media for being divisive. But I think a conscientious, positive person should be divisive, and that is, we should divide ourselves between good and evil. And certainly those of us that think we want to make America great again and that we believe in America first and we believe in secure borders, we believe in earning your own way and being the best that you can be, that certainly divides us from people who don't believe in any of those self-evident truths and logic and common sense. So these are culture war, hell-raising times, but I think it's important, and you're the guy to talk to about, here it is, springtime in America, and regardless of the insanity, the corruption, the criminality in our government, the fake news, the dishonesty, the cult of hate, you can still carve out the ultimate American dream by keeping your nose to the grindstone.
That's right.
Making intelligent, responsible choices in life and being the best that you can be. So the worst day in America is still better than any day anyplace else.
Well, you know, and I didn't realize that. I read this in an article yesterday from a young lady that's going to be on the program next week, 26 years old. She's a millennial, and she said she sat in a coffee shop watching all these liberals because she lives in Minneapolis. And she said all these liberals around her belly aching about this and that and how awful capitalism is. And her, like myself, make the very easy observation, isn't it interesting, Ted, to look at all of these punks on iPhones posting on Twitter screaming about the evils of capitalism? Are you kidding me?
Well, I think, you know, that's a great point. And I've always mentioned that, you know, my buddy Tom Morello, who's an extreme leftist, he's a real liberal, he's a great guitar player from Rage Against the Machine. You know, I would ask Tom, so your Rage Against the Machine, is that the machine that you got your guitars from and you use the transportation of Wall Street to get to your concerts and you use the electricity of the machine to put on your Rage Against the Machine concert? And how about the Occupy Wall Street protesters who use all the Wall Street products to get to the Wall Street protest.
That's the point.
There's
exactly.
A lot of stupidity and hypocrisy out there. But again, the positive spirit, Steve, it is so alive and well. My family, my band, my crew, all my friends. You go to Ted Nugent Facebook, and I have millions and millions of followers there that celebrate truth, logic, common sense, goodwill, and decency. So the American dream is alive and well, but you have to carve it out of the hate and out of the fake news and the dishonesty.
Absolutely.
From the left.
Got to work your tail off. By the way, you'll be on the road this summer. I believe it's called the Music Made Me Do It Again Tour 2019. You'll be back in the Motor City Saturday, August 31st at a minimum at DTE. So, I mean, you're still out there. You're still bending wire. You're still making it happen.
Well, I'm surrounded by the greatest people in the world. I always have been. You talked about the Damn Yankees. I think you and I, Steve, and all my bandmates and all my friends, we've always been Damn Yankees, proud to be American.
Amen.
We've always put our heart and soul into being as productive and cultivating a work ethic so that we're in the asset column. So that's what a Damn Yankee is, and I got the greatest band. I guarantee you, Steve Gruber, it's going to be the greatest tour of my life 2019. I know it.
Well, you know, I heard this from a guy that is a contemporary. Mick Jagger, not Mick Jagger, Steven Tyler was at a concert recently because they opened up some deal in Vegas, right? And he's out there. He's 71 years old, strutting up and down the stage, yelling at the people in the audience, "What are you doing sitting down? I'm out here. I'm 71, and I'm kicking butt. You need to stand up and cheer." You know, you bring that same energy.
There's a bit of a dichotomy that the ass-kicking rock and roll band Aerosmith is actually doing a nonstop gig in Las Vegas, because
yeah.
Las Vegas isn't really conducive to the hell-raising rock and roll spirit of the best rock and roll bands. So I've never had a problem with people sitting down at my concerts, but that I communicate with Steve and Joe, and they're having the greatest time as the house band in Las Vegas right now. But that's the perfect example. We were raised on Chuck Berry and Bo Diddley and Little Richard and James Brown and Motown Funk Brothers, and that spirit of the music is it's more powerful now than ever, because I think we need that escape more now than ever.
Yeah, and what about new music coming out of your veins?
Well, I just released an album called The Music Made Me Do It, because for the last 60-some years, the music made me do it. And I got Greg Smith on bass guitar and Detroit Jason Heartless on drums, so I'm the luckiest guitar player in the world. But we love it now more than ever. For me to be able to tell you, as I got off stage in Phoenix, Arizona on August 15th last year, my 6,717th concert, it was the greatest concert of my life. And I know when I hit the stage this summer, it's going to be the greatest concert of my life. So,
how many concerts?
It's about heart and soul. It's about priorities and about taking good care of yourself.
Well, what concert number was that?
6,717.
Man. And you keep track of every single one. So wait, let me ask you this. Going on the road today compared to 1968 or 1970 when you were first kicking the dust off there in Detroit and Ann Arbor and the places you were here in Michigan before you went out on the big stage across the country and around the world, what's changed the most to you?
Well, you know, it's timeless. I'm 70. I'm an old man now, but I'm still loaded with piss and vinegar. In fact, I did not invent piss and vinegar, but I perfected it about 1957. and it's because of the inspiration of those godfathers of the greatest music in the world. You know, I still channel Chuck Berry and Little Richard and James Brown and Wilson Pickett. I still feel Bo Diddley when I pick up the guitar, like I did this morning, by the way. So when you have a diverse lifestyle, and I have the ultimate diverse lifestyle as a bow hunter, because you
sure.
have to be really, really quiet and slow and stealthy to be a good bow hunter, or you'll end up buying chicken. So you take that silent lifestyle of a bow hunting lifestyle in just the opposite of the insanity of playing Wango Tango and Stranglehold every night.
Sure.
So it really is a soul-cleansing, battery-charging lifestyle in the great outdoors. So it is sport, because it's always challenging.
Sure.
It is recreation, because it recreates my spirit. And it is about the venison, because it feeds my family. And it is about the trophy, because you remember every sunset and every encounter with every precious wildlife that you get to experience. But it really is a lifestyle. It's a responsibility.
It's a choice.
It's an instinct. It's a calling. So
sure
not only do I enjoy my rock and roll more than ever, but I enjoy my hunting more than ever.
I hold it right there. Ted Nugent never had to clean up his act because he's been clean for all of these years. But speaking of Tommy Shaw, man, he drinks carrot juice and does exercises on the bus to stay in shape. Good for him. More with Ted Nugent right after this on the Steve Gerber Show.
We first opened about 10 years ago. We were small, just a few of us, but it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans, but in our wildest dreams, we never, never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
Some knowledge belongs to us and us alone. The way our girlfriends walk, the way they talk, the way they touch their hair. We hold details that only a sister can know about her girls. But what about our other girls? The ones that we carry with us every day. Can we describe them when everything's right? Can we feel when something's wrong? Our bond with our sister girls gives life. But knowing your breasts can save it. You don't know go to knowyourgirls.org for the facts you need on breast health. That's knowyourgirls.org, brought to you by Susan G. Coleman and the Ad Council.